This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The new Congress wasted no time introducing pro-life legislation in the U.S. House to restrict abortion with a ban on the procedure after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Abortion advocates fear this bill because its primary rationale is science showing that babies feel pain during abortion. The bill was refused a vote in the U.S. Senate under Harry Reid and now faces a presidential veto that will likely be overridden only if enough Americans tell their legislators they are finished with legalized late-term abortion. The U.S. is only one of seven nations that allow abortion after 20 weeks gestation. Pro-life advocates say the bottom has fallen out of the abortion-centered war on women strategy as the new Congress, sworn in Tuesday, includes a record-breaking 21 pro-life women legislators. They say American women do not agree with the shrinking ranks of those who contend that unlimited abortion is a great liberator for women. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to God's gift in each human life. Let's become the culture of life. In other headlines, a British attorney has resigned in protest from the British Medical Association's Ethics Committee because it supports extending Britain's abortion law to North Ireland. And legislative committee hearings starting January 13th have the possibility of killing Scotland's assisted suicide bill. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.